Good. So we're holding here in the next piska. The next piece is Chav Ches. Vayita Eshel Bebe'er Sheva. Omer Ish Lakish Melamech Ose Pardes. Not by Kol Mini Megadim. So Ish Lakish says Eshel is a Pardes where all sorts of trees were planted there. Reb Yehuda, Reb Nechemiah, Charama Pardes, Charama Pundik. One of them said it was a Pundik. An inn. Bishlam Mandyama Pardes, Heinrich Sevayita. Alwanda of a Pundik, my Vayita. How does the word Vayita have Shaykhus the word to a Pundik? Kirchsi Vayita, O Hole Apadno, Benyamim, Benyamim Lahar Tzvi Kodesh, Kodesh. Okay, so Lemaisa. We have a machlekes about Avram Avinu's chesed. Was it a paradise or a pundik? So the Maral says over here, Bayita Eshel, v'yesh l'tmua, manaf geminim paradise hoye pundik. I mean, whatever it is, he served guests. I mean, big difference. He did this, he did this. Well, l'fi da'iti yesh remez mufal chach melech shad deyas. So the Maral says there's a big there's a big oimek in these 2 days. Kileman de Amar Shenot al Avram Pardes Otzoloima Ki Royal Avram Netias Pardes B'mesh Avram Hu Deime Mesachs La Pardes. So Avram is Deime to Pardes V'pnei Sha Pardes Yishbe Ilonis Netuois Kach Avram Hu Anetia Rishayna. So the Nekud of Pardes is Netuois. And Avram was the first Netia. Sharei b'shvil Avram nivra olam kirechsiv b'hibaram. Why? Mipnei shahoye shnei alofim tayu. Lehoye mitzias lahem ad sheba Avram. Im kein Avram, hoye netia rishayna shat Hashem yisbarach b'ilamay. U'b'shvil lo nivra akol kakol nimshach ha'chascholo. Lefikach roi l'shit ha'pardes shedem Avram k'me netia v'netia misbarach nenem akol. Says the princess says Netiyah says Avram Avinu was the first Pechina of a Netiyah in the world because it was Alpayim Toyu before him. And Bimela, Netiyah is what makes it Chashav. Amandam a Pundik, Yirish, Kira Avram Netiyah's Pundik, Ke Avram Misyachas al Pundik, Shabay Nechnosim Kol Oivim Vishavim, Misasvim Sham. Kachay Avram Nikra Av Hamon Goyim, Me'asav Kol Erim Ba'olam Af Umais. In other words, as opposed to a house has very steady owners, you know, the family that lives there. A pundik is open for wayfarers, for people come back and forth, and that's what a pundik is. Ulefi akoil not Avram dova deimim mesachas elav adiz akor b'shem Hashem. Okay, so and it says bein l'mandiyam a pundik when they were pardes Avram moira metzias Hashem esof mashay Avram te'ah pardes a pundik behoven dvarim elu b'chivugos Hashem esvay yosef. So let's discuss this because this is taka a very important nakuda. It's clear that Avram Avinu, these are 2 inyanim that are shayach to Avram. Avram was the Rishon. Avram was the first. The first Vimaka Kadosh Baruch Hu in a certain way. And, you know, that's one mile of Avram is that he was a Yachid. He was the first, and that's one mile. It says also, Yochol that even though I could have thought that we then, when we finished the bracha of Magen Avram, we'd say all the others, we say that Avram is also the Chasima. So Avram stands in 2 places, the Sheirish and the Chasima. Avram's tafkid in the world is 2 inyanim. One is that Avram Avinu was the first person to make a permanent entity that would be Oved Hashem. Until Avram Avinu, you had Noach Shem Ve'Aver and so on. And they did a lot of Kirov work. And every person on Makarev was a Skarev. That's wonderful. Nothing remained of it. In other words, every new individual was a new Bria. And the father was X. The son could be something very different. He could choose to be X, not choose to be X. There wasn't anything permanent in what they did, what they accomplished. Avram was the first beginning of a permanent. It didn't become permanent until Yaakov. But Avram, his Shalshelas, became the first Neti in the world, the first permanent thing. And then Avram is also Av Hamoin Goyim, that all the Umos are somehow Messiahis to Avram. He's a mashpia on everybody. The process that he started with the Ummah, with Klal Yisrael, is a process that reached out to everybody. So Avram is called as Av Hamoin Goyim. That seems to be his ikar. That seems to be his name. And therefore, Pundik would be a reasonable assumption. Avram opens up to everybody. There's leak vul drushes on Shem Ve'Eva that they care only about themselves. And you know, Shem Ve'Eva were like Yeshivish, and Avram was like Chabad, and they opened for everybody, and they cared only for their own, and so on and so forth. That's the Mahalach. And a Pundik is the Ava Megoyim. The Rambam says every ger can say Alekei Aviseinu, Alekei Avram, because Ava Megoyim means he's actually their father. And as long as it's Messiachis to him, as long as they find Avram, they go to him. The Rambam also says in Hilchos Melachim, when he speaks about Mashiach, he speaks about the purpose of Christianity and Islam as having been the first religions in the world directly to be affected by Yiddishkeit and sort of to carry in a distorted way, but the message of Yiddishkeit in a way that'll be accessible later and so on. So if we're to look in Chumash and say, what's Avram? We would say Av Hamoin Goyim, and it would be all of the include everybody. The one who holds that it's a paradise, it's a much deeper nekuda, and this is be'etzem something Shaykh, I guess, to Shavuos. The paradise part of it seems. Let's call it going from a different angle. Let's ask ourselves. Pundik is people need a place to stay, to sleep, is there there? A paradise could possibly be a place to serve good fruit to the Orchim, but that's not the Nekuda. It's like, imagine, I tell people, let's say, I ask people, tell me, what have you done for Hachnasas Orchim? So one guy says, well, every Shabbos I invite in a dozen guests. Very nice. And what have you done? I go to my office to work. Huh? Oh, but then I earn money, and that way I have room, I'm able to bring Orchim in. It's not the same Nekuda. I understand if one Mandyama would say he had a place him to sleep, and one Mandyama would place him to eat. So those are two Hachnasas Orchims. But the paradise, yes, it's beautiful to have a paradise because there you have Paris, and Paris are very nice to serve guests. So say he served Paris, he gave them a place to sleep. That should be the point of Machlokas. We're coming from very different angles here, and that's really what's very unclear. So I want to be Omer this Nekuda. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu created two Brias of Achila in the world. There are grains and grasses and animals. Those all are Achilas Adam, except that their Metzias is always a temporary Metzias. I sow, it grows, I harvest, I eat. I capture, I shech, and that's it. So that is that's a unit in this world that is really, really of this world. It's Olam Hazadik. That's its Metzias. There's something else that's unusual, and that is Peiros HaIlam. an Elon is something that really, really is not not shaykh to this world in a certain sense, because it's something that once there, it's constant. Because this world is a world of hefsid navaya, like the Rambam terms it. It's a world where everything, so something grew, I ate. Somebody ate, it was eaten by something else. The other thing was shechted. The other thing was eaten, the person died, it goes back to the ground. It's constantly in flux. Yesterday's grass is not today's grass, and so on. A tree in this world is sort of an anomaly. It's a metzias kayemis, and it gives peiros. That is something that is not the usual in this world. So in the Bria, when HaKadosh Baruch created the Bria of the basics of food, which is everything that's semeach, he created it in two oifanim, in an oifin of what's here and what's now, and in an oifin that is, so to speak, a kavua bekaina. The reason why Gan Eden is called a gan, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was noitea every eitz in it, that eitz means eitz be'etzem is shayech to the world of Olam Haba. It's not shayech because Olam Hazeh is the here and the now, and therefore the regular stuff is shayech to the here and the now. The idea that there's something that keeps giving, a metzias that will keep giving, that's a tefis of Olam Haba. It's a tefis that has in itself more to come, and Paris and Paris are Olam. The word infinite doesn't mean anything to us, but every apple has infinity locked into it, because the seeds in the apple can become trees, and they have fruit, and they have seeds, and v'chein hala. So holding an apple in your hand, you know, we have something that be'etzem is forever. Or neti of an eight is there forever. So the musig of a netiya is two things. First of all, we see the peiros in it. There's also, therefore, a deher of shrushim. We don't have, you know, a tree, every plant has shrushim. There's no way for plants to survive without shrushim. But the shrushim are not of particular strength. They're not of particular tenacity. They're made to be plucked out, except if they're weeds, in which case they are very, very strong. But if it's stuff that you know, regular stuff, it comes and goes. It's meant to hold for a season, and that's the end of it. In the world of Paris, you have Hashrasha as a type of, it says something about the mitzias of the Elon, and it's Chod Hotalia. You know, it's not just a mikra, and it's not just, well, obviously, if the trees, I mean, theoretically, a tree could have been as weak. You know, for the Paris, it could have been a very wimpy little thing that just happens to survive. You know, it's a little plant and just survives and survives. But trees are different mitzias, and its mitzias of being natua is what allows for Paris to be given. They're not divorced or just kind of technically related. That which has a mitzias kayemis gives Paris. We'll give a marshal fit, a parallel fit in something soon.
I want to say it doesn't have to be. There are peiros that come in something that's not natua like that. I mean, like, just as an example, like bananas are again.
Bananas is the big exception. Bananas is the strange exception that halachically had a lot of issues. Correct, but and maybe that proves it. Hagufa, you could have had that type
banana's
of.
Banana is not a tree. A banana may be a vegetable.
That's my point.
So one second.
My point.
So But I'm saying it's something that it maybe demonstrates you could have had apples also grow like that. They don't. They grow in a very different way. They grow with a permanent structure. And it was 99% of pears will grow that way. I'll take the banana tree as the anomaly. And maybe it's sort of to be madgish this point. I don't know. Al kaponim, it says much in the Brisa that, you know, there are things that the Karen Kayem Zolom Haba and Yerul Persein Bolom Hazeh. On that, it says Talmud Torah Kineged Kulam. So really, this is not the emphasis. This is not, people immediately darshan Talmud Torah Kineged Kulam, that it's the Goyd Laschar Shaboy. But that's an anomaly. That doesn't fit the mission. The Bryce is talking about Karen Kayem Zolom Haba and Yerul Persein Bolom Hazeh. The that's specifically the Bryce talking about that. I would venture to say that the Talmud Torah Kineged Kulam is referring specifically to that. It's referring specifically to that Nekuda. I want to go and explain it on an oifen that is shaykh to the Torah, to the fact that Shavuos is it's the Yom Adin on Paris. And I don't want to specifically understand it to be shy to that. A person can do good things. And the Maharal says this, I believe in Goraya, if not mistaken. He speaks about this one or two other places in Goraya and in Tiferes Yisrael. I think he says this in the Kudin Goraya, if I'm not mistaken. The question was, it says at the end over here of this Gemara that it was a bait and switch operation, that Avram would have them invite them to eat, and then he would ask them to do Birch Samozin and so on. It was kind of a Kiev operation. So he says the machlokus was the Iker Maisim Tovim or the Iker Torah. That's the way Maral says someplace. So when I get a person to do a Dova Toiv, a Maisa Toiv, it's wonderful. So I get a person to shake a lulav, to put on tefillin, to give tzedakah, to do any one of the other mitzvahs, it's a gevaldik azach. But mitzad the tzuris ha-mitzvah, it is what it is. So if I shook a lulav nesek, I shook a lulav nesek. So yes, there's a certain punim of it that it's an olam haba, it's forever. In olam hazeh, it's not forever. I did it, and that's all that, and that's it, it's gone. In the one mitzvah that is fundamentally a p'china of netia is Talmud Torah. There's an akedah, he says, he speaks about Shabbos, he speaks about Emuna, and he says a Merdek Azach, that Keda builds it up. He says, what we understand, Lamashal, if a person understands that there is a Ribbon Shalom, it breeds a novenous personality, and it b'meila brings out certain Maisa Mitzvahs. If a person, in other words, what we fundamentally believe has an effect on what we do and how we do. So if I tell somebody, let's say I tell a kid, put on tzitzis. Why? Because I said, so you got to do it. So a kid puts on tzitzis every day, he's doing a good thing. I tell a kid, you have to say, please, thank you, how are you? Why? Because I said so. He does it. It certainly is a double type. The kid is doing good things. But it's not going to be really molded Paris. Because there's nothing deeper than that. The Maisa is done, and that's it. When somebody learns something and understands something, then the person himself is, the ideas are moiled in the person Maisim. It's not automatic. Let's understand. It's very clear that if I learn a Sifra Shulchan Aruch, I don't run always through Mekayim. Maybe the Olam does. I know it's not always, doesn't always happen. But if the ideas are my head and those understandings are my head, it begins to push me. It begins to kind of affect me. I'm always, I remember as a Bach, I was amazed. You know, I would see people learned in yeshivas in Europe in the younger years. And, you know, many of them had sort of drifted and gone quite far. And then at some point in their lives, they would sort of come back and they would sort of rejuvenate their Yiddishkeit in a major way. And I was always astounded at it. And I realized you know, as long as they didn't make a conscientious effort, to eradicate it from themselves, then it would affect them. The person's understandings, ideas, knowledge, in a fundamental way, is mashpia on the person. So Talmud Torah keneged kulam in this inyan of having a deep sheirish in a person which can give peiris, that is the inyan of Talmud Torah specifically, because Talmud Torah is something that's natu in the person. There's a famous Ishbitzer says as follows. It says that it's in the Piyutim. We say it also that the Eifa Para of Moshe Rabbeinu was Kayim forever. Shalchol Kayim La'olam. So his Eifa Para will be there till the end of the days. The other paras came and went. They used it, and that's it. So Ishbitzer says, because no one else understood the Tam of Paraduma. Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to you, I'm a Galah the Tam. If when you understand the sheirish of something, then it lasts forever. As long if you get it just from above the ground, it doesn't last forever. When something is understood by a person, that's when it takes hold and stays forever. So upon him, the Torah is the pchina of Paris and the Bria, and that's why Talmud Torah is kind of kulam in specifically in this area. Of Eilu Dvarim that they eat Perasim al Hazan, can't get some Haba, the same setup of having Iker and Paris. This is a Pshat in Gemara that Gadla Talmud Shemevil de Maisa. It means Talmud includes Mais in itself, because Talmud is something that within it Mais is included. If a person is oimid on some emis of something, the mice is a pre of that. He may or may not do it. A tree can or cannot give payers, but it has it in himself to give it. So if we're asking ourselves, now let's go to one more nekuda about the mile of this. Sometimes we're affected by people's hashpa, sometimes not. So let's give an example. Imagine a person makes a product, and he built an electric car, or whatever, and he's crazy about the idea. He's mamish meshuga about the idea. So, you know, he goes and he can convince people about it and so on, and that could work. Let's say a person is paid to be a salesman to sell those cars. Ain't a daima, because he's doing a pula. So, okay, I'm willing to sit for 10 hours and talk on the phone and tell people how wonderful this car is. But ain't a daima where something is natua and it's coming from a sheirish, or it's coming from above the surface. So in the world of being able to be a mashpia on others, there's also a big difference of whether I'm reading a canned speech or it's being neveya from me. So when Avraham Avinu wanted to be mashpia on the bria, so pundik is the obvious. Open up a big place, and you know, call dichvin yisav yechol. Come participate, and you know, and hear a lecture, and eat something. That's always very important, and a chant, you know, and so on. But that doesn't have that range of hashpa. That planting some with Shrushim. The paradise part means that his focus was he was noitea the eights, and b'meila it gave off Paris to other people. The netia was able to give Paris to others because it was netia. So it's a second and third inyan that the maila of the mahalach of Paris versus the mahalach of things that are set and there. It's to be mashpi on someone else, if something is coming from shrashim, it goes a lot further and it keeps giving. It's something that doesn't end with the first relationship. It's because that's where its metzias comes from. That's where something is shrashim. So the Mandiyomu who said that he's that it was a paradis nota, it's not the pshat. We asked, I mean, what's the difference how he got the paris? Say this guy served paris, this guy gave a bed. No, it's nafka the netiyah shaboy. It's the pshat that he set up his achnasas orchim, his outer, whatever you want to call it. He set it up in an oifin that it was yoinik from something, and that's where and that's where it got to. It's interesting. It says as a shaila the Eitz Hadas, whether it was a chita or there's different shitas. One shita is a chita, and it's hard to understand a little bit. A chita to be an eitz. They talk about how chita could be an eitz. It's a big chita. It used to be an eitz. The one Geffen is an eitz. Tena is an eitz. Esrig. But chita is a little hard to understand. But the pshat is also, it's talking more about the oifen of it. It's lav dafke about the bria. It's a certain tsura in what this was in the world. What a chita is merames andas. However you want to understand it, but I want to try to explain that the word, the eitz and the peiros of is very different. We're talking about what its mitzias was in the world and so on.
An eitz, that dafka doesn't have an eti in the same way, but it has another tchuna, right? Is that what Rabbi's saying?
Yes, right. It may not have been physically an eitz, but chazal, but it was something that if it was in the gan, then its mitzias would have been a permit mitzias. However, I don't know how to translate it physically. I mean, the books that work on getting these the mitzias have that there are certain types of wheat that are come out as big as a tree, and so I don't know. I want to go back to Torah now. So when we ask ourselves of what exactly the Uftu Shavuos was, the Rambam says that we have mitzvahs that were given to us. It's Avram was mekayim this, it's mekayim that, Yaakov added this, Moshe added this. Everyone added their mitzvahs to things. So L'chura Torah is just hashlama. So we had X amount of mitzvahs before, now we got the whole deal. But the Rambam makes a point of it. The Rambam says no. The Rambam says that we're not mekayim any of the mitzvahs today because Avram did, because Yitzchak did, because Yaakov did. That's not why we're mekayim it. We're mekayim because says the Torah. So I don't get it. I mean, we have a problem with Avram, we have a problem with Yitzchak, we have a problem. What's our problem? We had Zayim Mitzvah before. Then we had Avram added stuff, Yitzchak added stuff, Yaakov added stuff. So Torah is mashlim. Okay, so let's assume that the Torah gives certain details that are different. It changed certain things. So okay, I get by it. But the stuff that we have already, why not? Why is it that we now have to do it because it says in the Torah, not because Hashem told Avram? What's that all about? So I think the understanding is, in Maimed Har Sinai, it's not just that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us an instruction book about what to do, what not to do. It's not only the Pshat of Kadosh Baruch Hu was mashlim to us what we were missing before. It's a whole change in the Bria. The Maral mentions that the Gemara says that the 2,000 years till Avram was Olam Toihu. It's called the Olam of Toihu. Alpayim Shana Toihu. Toihu means not substantive, not lasting. Comes and goes and just meanders about. There's no tachlis over here. And b'meila, it's just like I grow wheat one year, I have to go to the next year, and the year afterwards, the year afterwards, the year afterwards. There's nothing here that ever becomes a Metzius Kayemis. So like the Mishnah Berurah is a Talmud is easy to accept and easy to drop. That's the Yatzos Chorav Hafseidei. Then I mean, anybody, I can convince this guy to be frum, and then the next guy can convince him just easy not to be frum. Then what's the point of it? I can, if a guy is hard to change, that so it takes a hard work, but then it's there. The world was Toihu. There was no Metzias Kayemis. He had wonderful tzaddikim, but tachlis, each tzaddik came and went, and anything that was left was a mikra. Mitzad the avoid of the tzaddik was a mikra. The next 2,000 years are called Torah. In other words, the opposite of toihu is teira. So one letter difference. The difference between teira means it's a ruchniyistik mitzias that's kayemis. Let's translate it even to let's translate that. If I come along and I say, Chevra, I have a gewaldic idea how to live a fulfilled life, a spiritually fulfilled life, and will make society wonderful. And I have a shita. And everybody listens and says, yeah, that sounds beautiful, that's gewaldic, and so on and so forth. Let's all do it. 10 years from now, I can change my mind. Or the next person comes up with his own idea how to work, like philosophy. Every philosophy comes and goes, no matter how strong and convincing it is. It has no metzias kayemis. And the reason it has no metzias kayemis is because the title of it is, it starts with me. I just thought of a gewaldic idea on how to live a good life. And tomorrow you think of a great idea, and then the next day I have, you know, it's never can be fixed in stone, because it's not something that's be'etzim, it doesn't claim to be kayem. Until Torah came to the world, all of Ruchnius was hasagis, tfisis. Yes, the person was being looked up in Shemayim and so on. When Torah came down, it became a metzias kayemis. This is it. I have a Shulchan Aruch. I can stray from Shulchan Aruch, but the Shulchan Aruch is still there. And no matter how far I stray, I have a marker. I've strayed one halacha, two halachas, 1,000 halachas. But there's a metzias kayemis. The Talmud Torah means a metzias kayemis of havana and tfisa of what is right. And that's there. That there could be years, many parents will come, could be years, nobody will pick the parents. Yes, that those will all you know come and go. But what can change is that's not going anywhere. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought down Torah's world means that instead of it being ideas that when we think into it, so I think of this shita, you think that shita, he gave it a metzias kvuva kayemis. And that gives it the ability to give payers. And that means the world has gone from being randomly good. Toyu includes even the tzaddikim with wonderful things, but they came and they went. So Tohu could even refer to anything that was happening in this world. Torah is very different. Torah is there. That's the metzias. And the world can bite a little, can bite a lot, but at the end of the day, that's the backbone of that's the shrushim of the world, and everything starts flowing from it. The one of the berachos of Torah is v'chaya olam nata b'secheinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was natea chaya olam. It doesn't mean just a he gave us the entranceway, the gateway to Gan Eden. Chayel on Natav Sechenu means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Sheirish Kayemis. From now on, a person has a Sheirish, and that Sheirish is there forever. That is really shayach to the world of Chaya Olam, as opposed to the Olam HaMitzvahs, which is a shayach more to this world. Torah is a shayrish that's shayach to Chaya Olam. It's shayach to something that's forever. And the hakara in Torah klapa us is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was neitea Torah in us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted it in us. In Talmud Torah and Kula means it will include everything in it. So in as much as a person is Amal Isaac and Torah, it has the power to do more. Of course, the Yisrael can come and stop the person. If the person's lazy, he's not going to daven, you know, even though he knows. But it's never, it's a chitzonistic ikuf. It's not mitzanitiz itself. Agaponim. So that's the two shittas over here about Pardis and Pundik. That's the Maila Pardis. And Bez Hashem, Shavuos is a time when we recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu transitioned us from Olam of Tohu, which is a lot of good things. And if you think about it, the difference where we differ from other religions, no other religion has that emphasis on Talmud Torah, whatever their thing is that we have. Everyone incorporates writings and scriptures and so on and so forth. But the Nekuda that this is the Yisrael Shayresh is really us. And it's something that is understanding what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us is a transition from a world that has no kiyum. It has wonderful things, but nothing that's done lasts and goes on. It's something that, you know, every good that was done comes and goes and kill Hayav, really. Torah is something that's it's a netiyah, and when once something is netuah, it's chay olam. It keeps giving payers, it keeps attempting to give payers, and it's something that Be'etzim holds a certain. It holds the secret of nitzchias in its cradle. Any questions?
One quick question: Avraham Rishon was only meant to have one child, and that was it. Mikhaim Puruhu.
I don't know. It's something that there's this medrash that says that those who it's a very strange medrash. Medrash says those who live forever don't have children, and those who die have children. And the example is HaKadosh Baruch Hu versus mankind. What that means, I don't know. Does it mean would there have been hemshich? Would there have been? I mean, I don't know. I'm not very clear on that. I mean, there are many other. There's a gemara about a zara that we ought to be grateful to our forefathers that they died, because had they not died, we wouldn't exist. We wouldn't be anybody. That's the type of lashon. What exactly does that mean? Whatever it means is. There's something unique about the change in Dairus. So what would have been had he lived forever, I don't know. But definitely there's the difference between, I mean, for us today, Pir V'Rivya is the attempt to be Mekayim, that which we can't be Mekayim. We can do X, Y, and Z, and only afterwards, and then the next door can be Mamshach, next piece, the next door after the next piece. Had each person lived forever, I don't know. Okay, good. So good Yontif.
Good Yontif.
Okay. Called
Yontif Shabbos.
Good Yontif.